Hey, everybody, it's Bill Resnick. Grab your coat and get your hat and leave your worries on the doorstep. And join me, the Mighty Miz, on the sunny side of my street. I'm tired of the four D's: disease, death, division, and damnation. I want to add another to that list. Deserve. As in, you deserve a break from the deluge of doubt. You deserve a shelter from the fountain of sorrow that threatens to drench you, and experience a moment of pure, unadulterated joy, whatever that means to you. And to that end, I offer to share my umbrella of joyful music, with the hope that my sunny songs may temporarily lighten your load a bit. Come on over and cross over to the sunny side of my street. A cherry bomb is a spherical exploding device, banned in 1966. The Who's pop is enjoyed throughout the nation as a salute by rebellious teenagers everywhere. A cherry is also a moniker for a virgin's hymen, the popping of which was a badge of honor for teenage boys everywhere. Cherry Curry, the lead singer of The Runaways, an all-girl hard-rocking band devised by notorious L.A. huckster Kim Fowley, sang the anthemic Cherry Bomb, the explosive debut single by that group. And there you have it, a circle within a circle, a wheel within a wheel, a brilliant conceptual confluence for rock and roll rejuvenation. But it wasn't just hype and corsets. These players, Joan Jett, Lita Ford, Cherry Curry, Jackie Fox, and Sandy West, were the real deal. And this song, written on the spot by Joan for Cherry's audition, exploded in people's ears, just like its gunpowder namesake, and it catapulted to number 6 on the Billboard chart. What is it about that ch-ch-ch stutter used by David Bowie in Changes and in a G variation by Roger Daltrey in The Who's My Generation that lights up our fuses? It's like the ticking of an ignition device right before the big explosion. And the way Cherry calls out, "Hello, Daddy, hello, Mom, I'm your Cherry Mom," is so defiant and so perfect in that snide teenage delinquent way that I just can't help but identify.